Welcome to podcast on the WSO2 Oxygen Tank. We have here with us today Sumedh Rupasinghe, the project manager for the WSO2 Governance Registry product. Sumedh will talk to us about the need for governance in the enterprise SOA and also touch on the recent release of Governance Registry 3.0. Thank you for coming, Sumedh.
Pleasure.
So for long, we have known the importance of IT governance. What is SOA governance? Is that critical? Can governance make an SOA deployment any more effective, let's say, than without it?
SOA governance is a combination of people, policies, and processes in an organization to achieve a strategic behavior. Some of the greatest challenges of a SOA are not so much really to do with technology, and it is mostly to do with changing organization behavior patterns towards improving productivity. Governance solution should drive organization towards achieving this goal. So I would say that governance is mission critical in an SOA, and that at its basics, it provides registry functionality and acts as a repository, promotes service reuse, supports service monitoring, and so on.
Which would you say are the most highlighted features of the product?
First and foremost, the governance registry facilitates service discovery, impact analysis, versioning, automatic extraction of service metadata. Also, it supports lifecycle management, which allows easy migration of services from one lifecycle stage to another. And we have federation, which is another mission critical requirement in governance that our product supports. It allows enterprises effectively manage remote registries in a coordinated and a synchronized manner. And we have eventing and notification support as well. As a way of supporting collaboration, WSO2 Registry comes with community-based features such as tagging and commenting. Another highlight in our governance product is the dashboard, which provides runtime monitoring of a SOA deployment. For example, business users and system architects could find out which services are being used, to what extent, what are the peak covers, how much load are we handling, and so on. That kind of information is critical for making effective business decisions. All of these features also mean that there's a significant contribution towards reuse and manageability of SOA services. And we all know service management reuse are the core concepts that drives SOA.
So that's a great set of features. But how well does the product really cater to market requirements? What you mentioned, are they the exact requirements people look for in a governance product? Or would you say that the WSO2 offering is unique in some way?
So really there's no pre-built solution for governance, and there's no one-stop solution as well. Governance requirements are unique and changes from organization to organization. There are these subtle organization-specific requirements that call for governance solutions that are highly customizable, and that's what the customers are looking for. And that's our stronghold too. WSO2 Registry is highly customizable in that you can use handlers to extend its built-in functionality. If you take the lifecycle management capability, it lets users define custom lifecycles with conditional state transitions. If you take the dashboard feature, the governance product lets users add in their own gadgets to the dashboard with few lines of HTML.
So considering that the registry underwent carbonization much earlier, what's really the difference in this release? Like for example, those who have been using the product before, what would you say have changed during the migration from WSO2 Registry to the governance registry?
In addition to those new features that I highlighted earlier, the underlying data model in the governance product has changed significantly to gain high performance and scalability.
So we also know that the governance registry is released together with the 2.0 release of the identity server. Do they collaborate, and if so, how?
Well, I think people are an important element in governance. In order to support people management that's based on roles, a governance solution should be backed by a comprehensive identity solution. So really, governance and identity are core components of an SOA architecture. The WSO2 Governance Registry product and the identity server works together to achieve this target.
Finally, what are the plans on giving out a governance feature pack anytime soon? And also, I would like to know whether you will see all of the features of the governance product functionality built into the feature pack also.
Governance carbon component is shipped with all of the capabilities of a governance registry product, and we are hoping to make it public shortly.
Thank you for joining with us today, Sumedh. We look forward to meeting up with you again soon. To download the Governance Registry latest release and related articles, visit the WS2 Oxygen Tank Governance Project homepage at ws2org/project/governance-registry. Thank you.